This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex Jones had a second to confront Jack Dorsey today. We're going to that clip in a second here, but just think about this. Jack Dorsey is getting escorted out. He's got a huge security team. He's got private security detail. He's got the security van and everything. And I'm not trying to attack Jack Dorsey with this. I'm just trying to make a larger point. Who are these people? Who is Mark Zuckerberg? How is it that they're so important? How is it that they're worth so much money? Have you ever paid a dollar to Facebook or Twitter? Have you paid a dime? Who's giving them all this money? How do they have all this money? Folks, they're shell corporations. They're a facade. It's all a front. It's all a spy grid. I mean, it's just like people, I'm telling you, common sense is gone. How does somebody like Zuckerberg and Dorsey become so famous and so rich? From Twitter and Facebook, really? How much does the average Facebook user pay? How much does the average Twitter user pay? $0. Yet these people are worth billions? You ever question things? You ever think critically? Here is Alex Jones confronting Jack Dorsey.
Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack, and I never threatened the media with battle rifles.
Jack, can I have your autograph, sir?
So, hey, Jack.
CNN.
You unverified me and called me a white supremacist. I'm
destroying free speech.
You're violating my First Amendment
right. CNN and the Democrats, you know, are destroying the First Amendment and needs to be stood up against.
Mr. Dorsey, when can I have my verification back?
Obama set up a CIA office to shut down independent press in the U.S.
I am a journalist.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Obama set up a CIA office before he left to shut down independent populist media in the U.S. And Trump knows that he's getting ready to sign an executive order reversing it.
All right, cool.
The Defense Authorization Act.
All right.
Watch. So that's the reality of what's going on. I told you it was a bait and switch. That's how media operates. That's what they went back and did.
So you got Dorsey, you got Zuckerberg, you got these tech elites that are worth billions of dollars. Nobody ever asks how they got that money. Nobody ever wonders. Nobody ever thinks, I never paid a dime to Twitter. I never paid a dime to Facebook. How did they get all that money? Oh, who cares? Let's sign in. Let's log in. Let's tweet. Let's FaceTime. And it's the same thing. It's like is common sense totally gone? Do you get it yet? Jack Dorsey gets a private security detail, 20-team security detail, private escort out by the D.C. security, private escort service, all of the above, worth billions of dollars. Where does he get that money? Did he get it from you? Did you pay Twitter a dime? No, you know what? Let's quickly, give me a crew cam. Anyone in the crew today, there's probably about 10 people back there working. Has anyone in the crew given a dime to Twitter? Anyone? Raise your hand. It's okay, so nothing. Facebook? Anything to Facebook? Anybody a dollar? A dollar. A nickel. A penny? Nothing. A tenth piece. Zero. Okay. How did Zuckerberg become worth $66 billion? I'm just trying to figure it out. I just don't get it. You know, instead of having a fake hearing asking Facebook and Twitter about the censorship with people like Sheryl Sandberg. Sheryl Sandberg, oh my gosh, I just can't believe this woman. I just know the type of person she is. Okay, she's directly out of high school, man. Just a spoiled, rotten, you know what. Total entitled, you know what. She's going to sit up here and act like she's all high and mighty. We're going to stop foreign interference in the elections. Your Facebook. What the hell does that have to do with an election? It's all fake news. You know, why don't we have, instead of these fake hearings on tech censorship and we ignore the actual issues, why don't we put Dorsey on the stand for a hearing and ask them how they made billions of dollars. How about that? How did you make billions of dollars? Am I missing something? Am I the idiot here?
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones is in D.C., a surprise visit, and the swamp doesn't know what to do when the swamp drainer shows up. That's why they panic when President Trump got elected. That's why they panic when Alex Jones just steps foot in the district. He confronted Ron Wyden earlier, who doesn't pass a schmell test. And what do you think Ron Wyden did? There's no way he would have ran and hid.
Jack. No, Sylvia.
There he goes, Alex Jones, on the scene.
Hey, Senator, you guys have dehumanized me. You act like I don't exist. You've asked me to platform. Stop violating my First Amendment in those hearings.
Oh, and Wyden cancels his little conference and leaves.
Shame on you.
What a coward.
Shame on you, you un-American tyrant.
Okay. So Ron Wyden is a total coward. Marco Rubio is a total fraud. Cowards and frauds, man. Cowards and frauds. I've been dealing with cowards and frauds my entire life in media. Man. Oh, this is such a... This is like... Oh, my gosh. You know, here's the thing. I've never claimed to be the smartest person. I'm stunned. Like, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, honestly, let me just lay this out for you. I'm like, there's so many people that are just better than me. And it's like, I would never want to be in government. Okay. I would never want to be in Congress. And if I did, it would be a total attack on, you know, like it normally goes. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't want to deal with that. And I don't care. But it's, there are men better than me. There are women better than me. There are people who have lived their whole lives to the fullest and don't even have a scratch on them that should be doing this, that should be taking up these battles. And so instead, though, it asks me people like Donald Trump, who, yeah, was a billionaire playboy. Yeah, you know, probably had some deals go bad. Yeah, you know, whatever. And so they just tar and just slander him all day long. But it's like, he's at least willing to do it. He's willing to face these people. He's willing to face down the scum. Oh. And so you have people like Ron Wyden and Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, just losers and failures and cheaters and liars and scum and cowards and frauds. And they run our frickin' lives. And they do nothing. They do nothing for this country. Zero. I'm sorry for yelling. It's just, how do we just, can we just stop dealing with these people? Oh my God. That's what we have to wake people up. That's what they don't know it. They don't realize it yet. They're not watching. They're not looking. They're not paying attention. They're watching sports. They're watching pop culture. They're watching Kim Kardashian. They're watching God knows what. Ugh. But it's all happening now. It's all happening. The people are seeing it now. I just cannot believe how freaking cowardly these people are. Oh, man. Cowards and frauds. I've had total control of the media and the government in this country for my entire life, and it's finally starting to change with people like Alex Jones and Donald Trump, and they're doing everything they can to try to stop it. Alex Jones never claimed to be perfect. Donald Trump never claimed to be perfect. That's not what this is. This isn't a perfection contest. It's a let's have America for the future contest. Let's have freedom and prosperity and less taxes and more manufacturing here and jobs growth and wealth growth and unemployment down and everything. Better schools, better airports, better roads. Let's all bring it back. Let's quit sending all the manufacturing and all the funds. Let's repatriate all the funds from Nike and Apple to the tunes of hundreds of billions of dollars. Let's rebuild America. No, because cowards and frauds run the media and run the government, and their time is up. And so they're in 100% panic mode right now to try to save their skin, to try to save their Ponzi scheme. So we cannot back off. We have to press the gas forward. We have to blast through these people. I just get so worked up talking about it because it's just unbelievable, man. With the Chinese communists. The Chinese communists, like, people don't even understand how real the Chinese threat is. They bought Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a damn Chinese spy, and she almost became president. I mean, it's like, Dianne Feinstein gets caught with a Chinese spy under her employ for 20 years. You know how many hearings we have? Zero. Zero hearings. But Dianne Feinstein is on the stand today questioning Kavanaugh. Yeah, Dianne Feinstein gets to question Judge Kavanaugh's ethics. She got caught with a Chinese spy for two frickin' decades. Zero hearings. So let me get this straight. Dianne Feinstein, one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, and Hillary Clinton, one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, both caught as Chinese agents. Both caught, whether wittingly or not, spies for the Chinese government. And the Chinese government killed dozens of U.S. assets, dozens of U.S. operatives in China by the Chinese government. Was it because of Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein? I don't know, because I don't get the damn hearing. Instead, I have a fake hearing with Dorsey and Sheryl Sandberg, totally canned, totally fake. No one asks a real question. Nobody gets the real issues. Just lights, camera, action, go home. Don't address the real issues. Let's just not change the status quo. Oh, but Americans die in China because of intel, secret intel gets leaked to the Chinese government. Was it by Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I can't get a hearing. Instead, I have people like Ron Wyden asking Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook, what are you going to do to stop the Russians from meddling in the election? Screw you, man! What are you going to do to stop Dianne Feinstein from hiring another Chinese spy for 20 freaking years? What are you going to do to make sure Hillary Clinton doesn't have a private server with China literally jacked into it? You know what you're going to do? Nothing, because you're a coward and a fraud. But you know what? Here's what it is. There's a new age coming on Earth, and this is beyond politics, folks. This is beyond our control. This is existential. Galaxies, universes, God and creation have already determined the next age is coming, okay? So that's unstoppable. The next age of humanity is coming. But in a current history model, in a short time span model, there is a new age coming. The age of cowards and frauds is over, ladies and gentlemen. The age of cowards and frauds running the media and running our government is over. The age of cowards and frauds is over. The age of real men and real women with courage and fortitude and honesty and trustworthiness, we're taking over now. We're not perfect. We might not be the best. Sometimes we can't get organized. Sometimes we can't even figure our own damn lives out. But we're real and we're not cowards. I haven't even plugged this entire hour. And it's not cheap to send Alex and a 5-man crew to D.C. for this swamp meet today, if you will. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials going on right now. We got the brand new Ultimate Bone Broth Formula on sale for 50% off. So we already had a bone broth formula at InfoWarsStore.com that was very popular. We revamped that formula. We put better ingredients in it and then slashed the price in half. So for right now, Ultimate Bone Broth Formula is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's $19.95. You are not going to find a better bone broth out there, folks. So take advantage while it's 50% off before it goes back to full price. And just know that every dime you spend at InfoWarsStore.com goes to InfoWars.com. Folks, Alex Jones and the crew flew out. They don't fly first class. They don't get some special treatment. They don't even get advanced boarding. They fly with you. They spend the least amount because it's all about winning the war. It's all about winning the info war. We don't fly private jets first class. We fly to win.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
Alex
Jones.
Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man is saying you want. Your mouth.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Seriously, do I have a First Amendment? Because they're, you talk about authoritarian regimes, okay. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw man, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, I support the First Amendment. It's the best question.
I know, you were the only one that brought up China. Are you aware? Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
In China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people en masse.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. For them, sowing instability would be supporting democracy.
But the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
But what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's no shadow banning of members of Congress.
You're asking about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatformed him.
We're concerned about bias in social media.
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. There's a look,
it's
I support
here.
Going out.
It's happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Then a heckler at a price again. I go,
look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist, and they're deplatforming.
I don't know who you are, man. I don't read your website.
Sure, and they demonize me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
Infowars.com, you know what it is.
Oh, well. Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you're going to get elected.
Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God.
You better hope you're going to be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
Infowars.
Better than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who Infowars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why, and the deplatforming didn't work.
But here's a question.
Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I'm just mad at you.
recognize you.
I know, but I don't want to be found.
Well, you want me to get arrested?
I don't know who you are.
Is Dodgers going to take my First Amendment? Is Dodgers enough to take my First Amendment? Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
You know, Miami, he's so mad. You're not going to silence me. You're not going to silence me.
But there are people.
You are literally like a little gangster thug.
There are people in this country.
Rubio just threatened to physically take care of me.
There are people who feel that they're being, they are being silenced.
He tells you China's the problem, which it is, but they're taking our free speech right now.
Social media platforms, Facebook.
There goes Rubio.
Do you believe that these platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, and how do you go about doing this?
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer competition to take care of that. But obviously, we're going to watch closely to make sure that these tools that are being used, I mean, one thing is to say we're going to go after foreign interference designed to so and so.
But it's already going on here.
Another thing is to
the
say
Democrats are wiping the Republicans.
Because at some point, someone has made a determination, what's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the
United States? Yes, and that's happening here.
A very fine line, and that's something we need to be careful about. We don't overreach in that direction.
But then he doesn't know about InfoWars being banned. He doesn't know about the top three stories in the country.
About how they, not just how they apply that within the United States, but they don't become agents of authoritarian regimes abroad to crack down on free speech. Because
Rubio got so mad at me.
There's a balance between what is free speech and what people disagree on.
Poor Rubio.
I'm sorry. We get it. Yeah, man, I got to go to that committee.
Exactly.
You guys can talk to this clown.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's Alex Jones confronting Marco Rubio. Rubio says, oh, I've never heard of you. I don't know who InfoWars is. Total fraud. Total liar. Speaking of cowards and frauds, Alex Jones is addressing Oliver Darcy of CNN right now live on Periscope. You're not going to want to miss this.
Look at those eyes right there. Look at those eyes right there. Look at those eyes right there. That's what wants to run your life, folks. If you don't start running your life, he's going to run it. He already thinks he's got scalps from the main progenitors. And this whole operation, you don't think we don't know about Obama's countering disinformation propaganda? You don't think all that's going to come out, he's funding this? And your little ID card and all the rest of it, you think we're stupid? You think we're playing games, huh? Think we don't know a thing or two, son? That's illegal, what Obama set up. It's all going to come down. You think that you've got some Democrats and some committees and some stay-behind networks like the 37 angry Democrats in the Justice Department trying to shut down Trump? You think that you've got a rogue group operating inside those agencies that you're going to be able to shut down the free press in America? We are here. All the beer is here. The American people are watching, and they're not going to let you win. You called for us to be the platform. You pushed it. Now you say it's not even happening. It is true. CNN lobbied for it. That's all CNN did was call for me to be taken off the air. That's all you've done. That's what you said needs to be taken down. Why aren't you taking it down? You said don't.
Folks, we know it was CNN. We know it was CNN. This is like Rubio saying he's never heard of InfoWars. Just total lie.
We delete tweets all the time with mistakes in the name. We probably delete 5 tweets a day.
So you made mistakes? Is that what you're conceding?
Some of the things don't come out the way we want, but the point is CNN never makes mistakes because they lie on purpose.
You made mistakes, though?
No, you never make mistakes. So when you, you control reality, huh?
Why didn't you delete your tweets?
Let me know what you're talking about specifically. I don't lie like you do. I didn't delete any tweets. There are no tweets. What are tweets? I'll gaslight you. What are tweets? What are tweets?
Yeah, it's like when they remove a video, they remove the video and they say, hey, how come you removed their video? No, they removed the video. We didn't take it down. YouTube did.
CNN said that I said, Antifa says they're coming to people's houses to attack. I said, people should be ready. If Antifa comes to attack you, defend yourself. That's not calling for battle rifles against the media. And MSNBC and CNN and all you guys at NBC lied and sat there and said, we're getting chills up our spines. Why, Jones says he's coming for us when the last thing I want is offensive violence. And it's the left calling for it everywhere. Do you support Antifa?
What's that?
You support Antifa?
I'm sorry.
He doesn't even know.
I support to Antifa?
Do you support Antifa? Antifa?
I don't support violence, Alex.
Oh, but CNN's had pieces saying Antifa's good.
CNN admits Antifa's violent. Oh, my gosh. CNN admits Antifa's violent. Yes.
You're too busy yelling at me.
Well, when you got
no.
What was that?
I'm Antifa now. I'm the anti-fascist. I'm against the fascism of Apple and Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube removing people for free speech and their political views. I'm the anti-fascist.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, yeah, we absolutely agree. As we are building...
This is Alex Jones in the big tech censorship hearings today on the Hill.
Expectations follow that, and that is the default to freedom of expression and opinion. And we need to understand...
Jack Dorsey speaking now.
...when that default interferes with other fundamental human rights, such as physical security or privacy, and what the adverse impacts on those...
But they are censoring conservatives.
And I do believe that context does matter in this case. We had a case of voter suppression around 2016 that was tweeted out, and we are happy to say that organically, the number of impressions that were calling it out as fake were 8 times that of the reach of the original tweet. That's not to say that we can rely on that, but asking the question how we make that more possible and how we do it at velocity is the right one to ask.
That's the self-healing aspect. Thank you both very much. And if you have further thoughts as you're flying home about technical ways you can increase the information available to your users through tags, ratings, stars, whatever.
And who does that?
We look forward to working with you on this problem that is one that's important.
Today, as an expose of what DC really is, and you can see it. Folks, Alex Jones' mere presence today on the Hill sent more excitement and had more energy on the D.C. Hill, on the D.C. press corps, than they've seen since Trump arrived. Because these people are lame. Always going with the status quo, always going with the establishment. Jones shows up. And he gets more attention than anyone else there has ever gotten, brings more energy, more fire to the scene, and now has done more, quite honestly, I guess, other than maybe Trump or some other people in media, but I would say no. Alex Jones, now with what he's done today, has done more for free speech, more to fight the censorship of big tech against free speech. They're not trying to stop Russia from meddling. They're not worried about China. They couldn't give a damn about that. This is all about censoring Americans, censoring conservative patriot speech in America. And Alex Jones' mere presence on the Hill today, doing that, addressing it in real time, is more than anyone else has done. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it one more time, and we're going to go to Alex Jones confronting Oliver Darcy. If you have a big YouTube channel, I'm not going to sit here and name names. I'm not trying to point fingers. I'm not trying to demonize. I'm just trying to tell you now is the time. If you have a big YouTube channel, any YouTube channel, and that's where you put your videos, you need to do your last video on YouTube, and it needs to say, this is my last video on YouTube. I'm now uploading my videos to Real.Video. And if you do live streams, then you can do your live stream there, capture it, then move it to Real.Video and erase it off YouTube. You have to do it to that. That is the only way to defeat these people. Just like when Nike decides Colin Kaepernick's going to be the next face of their Just Do It campaign, what happens to Nike stocks? They tank. What happens to Nike's apparel? It gets burned. Ditch YouTube. They don't want you there. They hate America. Let's go to Alex Jones now again. A real person that has courage and a spine goes to D.C., and all of the cowards and frauds in D.C. totally panic because they're not used to a real man. They're not used to someone with courage there, calling things out, actually doing their job as a member of the media. It's a bunch of spineless fops like Oliver Darcy. So here comes Alex Jones, a real man with some spirit, with some courage, a patriot. And again, it just shows you how pathetic all these people are down there. Alex Jones shows up. And in less than an hour becomes the most exciting lightning rod to hit D.C.'s press corps since Trump. So you want to see how it's done? You want to see how you jack into the matrix and become the story? Watch what Alex Jones does. All the videos he had from D.C. today. Here is him confronting Oliver Darcy from CNN.
You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just a look at you. You are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network. This is one of the main people right here who thinks you have no memory, who sits there and lobbies. Show him. That sits there and lobbies people to take other news off.
I love the tactic when they start to film you like that's some defeat of you. It's like, I'm already filming myself, you idiot.
Gulf Arab state dictatorship funded. Fun. Believable. Hey, come on over here, Drew. I want to get this out. Okay. This is unbelievable. I was literally saying I don't see the Criminal News Network here, but indeed you do, right there at the front of the line of the trough, to try to get in there and try to shut down conservative libertarian speech. And of course, it comes from the loins of Glenn Beck, the king. I mean, look at those eyes, folks. If you want to see the eyes of a rat, no, seriously, just look at the camera. Look at those eyes. Look at that slobbering of the system and the criminals at CNN, all their warmongering and death, all their fake news, and then running around trying to police the internet and trying to shut people down. And then you think people are so stupid. On CNN, a week later, you say no one's censoring anybody, no one's pushing for censoring, and then you say that Trump is the one attacking the press, but all he does is stand up to your lies. Just look at this guy's eyes. That is who will rule your life. Him and people like Stelter. That is who wants to look at that smile.
Alex, you know, I'd say, so I've known Oliver for a long time. Good to see you again, Oliver.
Good to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you. You know, he's from Fresno. And he goes there. Because, you know, in Fresno, we actually believe in free speech. And here he is censoring people and doing
policing. He's the thought police. That is the thought police.
Beforehand, he worked for Fresnet. And of course, I and many other people in the conservative movement helped his career along. But now he's decided that now that he works for CNN, he's going to go and try and shut down voice.
Look, I mean, he's even more evil looking in person.
Something to think about the decisions that you make.
You don't even respond because we're just scum. You sit up there at CNN with no viewers, no followers. Everyone can't stand you. And no matter, you can shut everyone down on Earth. No one will like you. You understand that? You'll never have billions and billions of fans and followers. You'll never have people that love you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Alex?
You are a dishonorable liar who would never even dare have me on your little tiny shows when you and Stelter call me a virus. You are a virus to America and freedom. You are authoritarianism. Just look in those eyes. The hunger to silence America. The hunger to extinguish the First Amendment. The hunger to deceive. But he can't do it because the fire of liberty is not going to be knocked out. I want you to know I'm starting to come up here a lot. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
That's good.
Just so you know.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, you don't talk back to mere slaves. You just act calling everybody's sponsors to get them to dump you, working with Media Matters and the Nazi collaborator George Soros,
right.
Smiling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow.
You used that one several times.
That's what you look like.
You need to come up with something.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really nasty stuff. In my view. You're a public figure, too. If I go to Twitter and say, he's bullying me, I'm only trying to be platform everywhere and celebrating it, and then insulting my viewers a week later saying no one's doing it. How dumb do you think your viewers are? Did they have no memory like Dari from Tiny Nemo? She can't respond. All you do is deceive. Your job is to be a disruptor.
What's going to respond to? This is not a...
Are you saying the left isn't trying to be platform conservatives?
This is not a... I'm not doing an interview with you.
Exactly. There you go. Just look at it. Look at that person. Just stare and look at that. He thinks he's going to beat America. He wants to politically non-accept the law. He thinks he can deceive. Oliver Darcy, that, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that
anything to say?
No, I have nothing to say to Alex. Good seeing him here.
Yeah, all he wants to do is silence everyone so he can then lie about him and get away with it.
You're broadcasting on Twitter right now, I think, right?
We're going a lot of places.
Right. You're being really silenced?
Yeah, you've been trying to silence me there. Keep asking why I'm there and then lying about what I said. You're ashamed. It's blown up in your face. It doesn't matter the New York Times says our viewers are down by half. It's not true. Record traffic and record support. Which you guys don't have. You have to be propped up by kingpins and corrupt corporations and foreign Gulf War dictators who launch fake wars in Arab Springs.
What do Oliver Darcy and Marco Rubio have in common? Well, they both got owned by Alex Jones today, but they're both weak men, cowards, spineless, losers. We'll break it down and more from Alex Jones on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Did you all not accept basically the terms of how you do business in China? Or were you just blocked from coming into it? Or did you not agree? Did they give you a chance? Or I'm saying other social platforms that seem to be adapting and going in
inside
there.
I know the congressional hearings on big tech censorship.
All that is coming from China, and we're trying to shut that down. But I was interested in. It was to me that you all both had been blocked, and I would assume you didn't agree to the terms.
Yeah, I mean, we. I don't know if there was any one particular decision point around understanding what the terms might be in our particular case, but when we were blocked, we decided that it wasn't a fight worth fighting right now, and we have other priorities.
Are you still looking at doing business there?
There was no particular time. You know, we've been open about the fact that our mission is to...
They're an authoritarian regime.
And that means...
Evelyn Greenberg opened to arrest people. This guy, the Democrat, is a moron.
But in order to go into China, we would have to be able to do so in keeping with our values. And those are not... That's not possible right now.
Thank you,
Senator Todd. I want to commend both of you for your appearance here today for what was no doubt going to be some uncomfortable questions.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jack Dorsey. Thank you, Sheryl Sandberg, for your presence today. We didn't ask you any real questions, But you promised us you're going to protect us from the Russians. Yes, yes. Yes, Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook are going to protect us from the Russians. Yeah, they're going to save our elections. Our elections don't happen on Twitter or Facebook. The Russians aren't the ones meddling and censoring speech on their platforms. So what exactly is Twitter and Facebook doing then? Grandstanding. It's all a big charade, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a big circus. Now, this is the 115th Congress. I wonder if the 116th Congress that we elect in 62 days is going to be as weak and pathetic as this one. Yeah, Google no-showed today. Just Facebook and Twitter. You know, Cheryl, look, you know what? Let's talk about Marco Rubio for a second here. You see, if Marco Rubio was a normal guy, he would have had a normal conversation with Alex. He would have said, okay, look, Alex, you know, we're not trying to censor you, Alex. Just relax, Alex, calm down. But instead, what does Rubio do? He proves he's a total fraud and pretends like he has no idea who Alex Jones is and he has no idea what InfoWars is, even though he's supposedly spearheading the campaign to make sure that social media is acting right and not censoring people. But he doesn't know who Alex Jones and InfoWars is. Yeah, right, Rubio. So Rubio had a chance to at least be normal. He didn't have to get along with Alex. But he's a total coward, so he couldn't stand up to Alex, so he is then a total fraud and acts like he doesn't know who Alex is. That's what you get. That's what you get when you go into the real world, folks. That's what you get when you break into the Matrix and red pill people in the real world. It doesn't know what to do. It panics. And Marco Rubio pretends he has no idea who Alex Jones is, even though he knows damn well who Alex Jones is. Give me a break. But now let me ask you this. What other news organization does what InfoWars does? What other head of a news organization does what Alex Jones does? Goes out and actually confronts these people. Goes out and actually talks to these people. What other news outlet does what Millie Weaver and I do, going out on the streets talking to people? There's no one else. No one. A, they don't care. They're elite. They're elitist, so they don't think, oh, I'm not going to scrum around with the grub of society. Look at me. I'm a newsman. I'm a big anchor. I've got a big corporate suite. I don't need to fraternize with the dirty public, with the citizens. I'm a newsman. I don't have time to talk to the people. I don't have time to deal with the dirt of society. I'm an elitist. No, that's not how we feel at InfoWars. We're one of you. We are the people. Yeah, Millie Weaver goes out and talks to you at Trump rallies. I go out solo and confront a group of Antifa thugs that know my name and where my family lives. That's what we do. You know why? Because we're not cowards and frauds. What more do you need to know about D.C. than what you've seen today? Democrats acting like children, throwing temper tantrums because of the Kavanaugh hearings. Congress letting Facebook and Twitter off the hook for their censorship of free speech, clearly political, clearly a violation of antitrust laws. And then people like Marco Rubio pretending like they don't know who Alex Jones is when he tries to talk to them. That perfectly encapsulates everything that is wrong with DC. What you've seen today. The Democrat Party is a bunch of petulant children, temper tantrum babies. Congress, for the most part, is a bunch of tail between the legs cowards who are going to pretend they don't know who Alex Jones is, and they're not, and they're just going to let Facebook and Twitter get away with their blatant censorship of free speech.
Have we forgotten the Project Veritas videos where Twitter is on record admitting they censor conservatives? How come that doesn't get brought up in these hearings? Why? Because your Congress is a bunch of, excuse me, cowards. I was about to do a FP there. But that's really what's going on. Man. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We've got the video. We've got the video of Twitter admitting they censor conservatives, YouTube admitting they censor conservatives, and Alex Jones. It's all there. We've got the employees from Facebook. I mean, you know, it's all there. All the evidence. Doesn't get brought up in the hearings, though. Funny how that works. And then you've got, what is it, Code Pink? Is that the protest group? With Linda Sarsour? Think about Linda Sarsour, a total fraud, who pretends to be for women's rights, wears the hijab. I mean, it's just like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to try not to get mad again, but like, Linda Sarsour basically comes out, allegorically flicks America off, takes a fat dump on America, and wants to enslave women, and she's the hero of the left. What? Oh, that's extreme rhetoric, Schroyer. Really? You need to do a little research into Linda Sarsour. And these poor, brainwashed souls that follow her. It is sad. It is sad. These poor, brainwashed fools. Man. I'll tell you what. Marco Rubio has never heard of InfoWars, huh? You know what? I think there's a lot of people out there that have never heard of InfoWars. Marco Rubio's not one of them. But you know what? I've got a solution to that. The InfoWars Army. I want an InfoWars.com banner at every major sporting event until the midterm. I don't want there to be a soul in America that says they've never heard of InfoWars in 62 days. That's the goal of the InfoWars Army. They want to censor us on social media. They want to stop us from spreading the truth on the internet. We'll go into the real world. God controls the real world. You Satanists just have control over the digital world. We can operate in the physical realm. So let's take Marco Rubio at his word. He's never heard of InfoWars. So you know what? Go enlist at the InfoWars Army, InfoWarsArmy.com. Let's make sure that there are no Americans that have never heard of Alex Jones, like Marco Rubio. Let's make sure that Americans aren't as ignorant as Marco Rubio, and they've heard of InfoWars.com, and they've heard of Alex Jones. Let's do that. Let's do that. I'm going to have more announcements when it comes to the InfoWars Army on the War Room today from 3 to 6 p.m. Central that I host weekdays, but it's just incredible to see everything today. This is a legendary broadcast here, the Alex Jones Show. This is one for the record books today. We've got more from Alex coming up. But just look at how weak and pathetic our Congress is. Look at how weak and pathetic our media is. That Alex Jones has to travel to D.C. just to show you the cowards and frauds that occupy the swamp.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.